This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On today's Feed Forum Friday, we check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois, who's looking to the feed future and the anticipation of the 2019 corn silage hybrid.
And while you listeners may think this is a bit early, a lot of people are going to be starting to receive information about hybrids to select from their seed corn dealers here and be ordering for next year. Corn silage becomes a really big factor because it has become one of the primary forage sources here in the United States and really drives energy content of the ration. And we get that energy from two sources, Bill. We get it from a starch level, and we also get it from a digestible fiber that's in the feeding program. Certainly we want to be looking at such things as yield of the corn silage or actually any forage in this situation. The nutrient content there, maturity becomes an important factor on hybrid selection because if the corn plant doesn't mature, then the levels of starch are quite low. And of course, now you have lots of different traits to think about. We have the low lignin, which is commonly known as BMR or brown midrib corn silage. We can also stack some selection in terms of diseases, such as some of the fungal diseases out there. And, of course, some of the challenges with insects, rootworm and European corn borer. So there's lots of things to think about when we make our decisions here. And, of course, here in the Midwest, Bill, the big one is tar spot. This is a new fungus that has moved up from the southern parts of the United States and really decimated in certain areas of Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana, the corn itself, dropping yield as much as 30 or 40 bushels per acre. So, again, a new challenge on it. So I thought for our program today we'd look at a study coming out of the Meinert Institute. This is located in northern New York State. And they did a three-year study looking at hybrids, conventional hybrids versus the low lignin or BMR. So this three-year study included data from their research facilities at 2015, 16, and 17. And let's think this through because I think these are the kinds of facts and figures that we'll have to be looking at. Number one will be yield. The yield varied from 17 to 19 tons at a 35% dry matter basis here. Here in Illinois, that number would be probably closer to 25 tons, but that is what it is. But what's the take-home message? The lower lignin was down about 1.5 tons compared to the other hybrids. We also looked at neutral detergent fiber as NDF, and that's the good news. It was the same for both of them, 33% to 34%. But another factor is the digestibility of that fiber, known as NDFD 30, which means as a 30-hour evaluation, and there were some big differences here. The low lignin was up at 67. The conventional hybrids are at 56, so that gives me a little bit more energy coming from that aspect as well. Another new number that our listeners will be hearing about is UNDF. And again, because this is undigestible NDF, again, the low lignans won that event as well, having lower value. One nice thing they did is they looked at the total starch yield, and that was significantly different, favoring the hybrid traditional hybrids at about 6.2 tons per acre versus 5.7. So that's a consideration. And then, of course, the UNDF would favor the BMR being about 7/10 of a ton lower compared to hybrid. So this case study certainly shows, Bill, that there's lots of choices out there and variabilities that you'll have to think about for next year's cropping year. Take-home message, review which hybrids are going to be available there, and then determine in your mind what you should be looking for in your criteria for selecting those besides nutrient content yield. We also ought to be looking at such things as degree day or maturity days and disease pressure. Well, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says USDA is seeking more details about possible agriculture sales to China.
We're still discussing that. My optimism, my hope was promising about the immediacy statement was that they would begin to immediately buy. And we are discussing with USTR and other members of the cabinet who were there in Argentina exactly what that means. When can we go on the offense to start selling again? And will China really release those buyers, the state-owned enterprise, as well as their private sector, to come back to the U.S. market?
And stay with this radio station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.